Boker Tov, we're doing Mizmor 128, that is Kuf Kaf Het, okay? Shira Ma'alot Ashrei Kol Yireh Adonai Ha'olech B'Drachav, a song of ascents. As we said, according to the Radak, this is speaking to Bnei HaGola, people that are in the Galut, as they look towards Eretz Yisrael. So we're going to see some themes of Eretz Yisrael in this Mizmor, some themes of Yerushalayim. Song of ascents. Praiseworthy Ashrei Kol Yireh Adonai, praiseworthy is the one who fears God, Ha'olech B'Drachav, who goes in his ways. According to the Radak, this pasuk is... Kol Yireh Adonai is the one who fears the word of Hashem, meaning the Lo Ta'aseh. He doesn't do violations of the Torah. And Ha'olech B'Drachav, that positively goes in the direction of Hashem. That's the person who does mitzvot aseh. So praiseworthy is the one who refrains from violating mitzvot Lo Ta'aseh and also does mitzvot aseh. Okay? Pasuk Bet. And besides for keeping the mitzvot, what else does this praiseworthy person do? Yigia Kapecha Kitochel, when you eat the labor of your hands, right, yegia kapecha, when you eat the labor of your kitochel, ashrecha v'tovlach, you are happy and it is good for you. Now, according to the Radak, it's very simple. Whenever you work and you benefit from your own labor, then people around you will be happy with you because you're contributing to society. And whenever you eat from your own labor, you're not reliant on tzedakah, you're not hurting other people in order to survive. So the people around you will be happy. But also, HaKadosh Baruch Hu smiles upon you because I guess there is dignity in working hard to sustain yourself, right? That's something that's a value of the Torah, which is to work to sustain yourself. And that's why the Chachamim said, Ashrecha v'tovlach ashrecha b'olam hazeh, that you'll be praiseworthy in this world, v'tovlach l'olam haba, and also for the next world it'll be good for you. Now, of course, this doesn't mean that a person should get carried away with obsessing over only making money and going too far with working to the extent that all they focus on is working. There's no mitzvah in that. But the person who puts in effort so that they don't become reliant on the kahal, there's a mitzvah in that. Meaning there's no mitzvah to become rich. It's not bad to become rich, but there's no mitzvah to obsess over money to the extent that you're rich and you're buying luxuries. The point here of this pasuk is to say that the person who works for themselves and takes care of themselves so that they don't burden the kahal, there is a certain tzidkut in that. There's a certain ma'ala in that. There's
we also see throughout So one thing is that if you're Hashem, and also if you're learning and working, you'll have no time to mess up. And so in this world, you'll have enough to live. Also in the next world, you won't be messing up.
Beautiful. So he's saying like this. He's saying even more. More of like a Vort style, which is if you're working and you're following the way of Hashem, there's no way you're going to have time to do a lot of avonot, so you're going to have enough in this world because you're working, and you're going to have in the next world because you weren't sinning. Beautiful. Pasuk Gimel. Eshtecha ki gefen poria b'yarketeh v'techa. And then whenever you follow in the way of Hashem and you work hard and you provide for your family, your wife will be like a gefen poria, like a fruitful vine b'yarketeh v'techa in your house. Radak says, vine is specifically used because that's the one plant that you could plant in your house. And he says in this pasuk, it resembles the tziniut of the woman who stays in the house and does not go, meaning out, not that she can't go out to buy groceries, meaning go out in a way that's inappropriate, right? The woman, whenever there's no reason to go out to a party or something where she's going to expose herself, she doesn't, and she stays home, right? So that is like a vineyard planted or a vine planted in the house. And banecha kishtile zetim, and your kids will be like planted or like young olive trees that are around your table. Okay, so whenever you, I guess the idea is, I mean, first of all, whenever you do good and you support your family, you give your family the ability to grow with you because you're supporting their physical needs of their body, but you're also giving them spiritual nourishment. So they turn into like fruit-bearing trees that can then take that goodness and give to others, and they can grow. And what Ariel is saying also, they also won't want to leave. Whenever you give them their physical and spiritual nourishment, it keeps them around. So they're actually saviv shulchanecha instead of on the other side of the country doing something else, right, in some random place. Okay, pasuk dalit. Hine kichen yevorach gaver yireh Adonai. Indeed, so shall a man who fears Hashem be blessed. Right? Ken yevorach gaver, so shall the person be blessed, the one who is yireh Adonai. That the person who fears God will have all these beracha of having this family around them, and this family will be growing and producing fruit and being contributors to Am Yisrael as well. Pasuk, hey, yivarechecha Adonai Mitzion, may Hashem, to you who act in this way, who fear Hashem, and you yigia kapecha kitochel, and so on, Hashem should bless you from Tzion, urebe tuvi rosham, and you should see the goodness of Yerushalayim. You should see the prosperity of Yerushalayim kol yemei chayecha, all the days of your life. This is where Radak seems to be basing his idea on, that this is speaking to Bnei Agola, that you should be blessed from Tzion, and you should see Yerushalayim in its glory. Okay, urei banim levanecha shalom Yisrael, and you should also see children to your children. Let there be peace unto Am Yisrael. Beautiful mizmor about the person who really fears Hashem and works hard to provide for his family. What brachot shall come for that person, and they should see the glory of Yerushalayim very soon. Baruch Adonai L'olam. Amen ve'amen.